When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard MacLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. In our last episode, Negative Space, we looked at the chilling tale of the Perron family haunting, which, like many people, I first came across through the film The Conjuring. It was also through this film that I first heard about Lorraine and Ed Warren, with whom the Perron story has subsequently become inextricably linked. There is little doubt that for whatever reason, some members of the Perron family had noticed and experienced various things occurring in their home, which they later came to speculate might be the result of a haunting. However, it was from the involvement of the Warrens that the story really began to solidify into something that appeared to give the Perrons' concerns some legitimacy, and would later inspire the filmmakers of The Conjuring. I don't think for a moment that those filmmakers have a duty to present a story based on facts or truth. It is a film for entertainment and doesn't present as anything else, nor should it be required to. However, since many of the Warrens and Perrons' assumptions and associations drew on the history of real people, it feels necessary to go a little deeper into the conclusions that they eventually drew and the subsequent mythology that has now been attached to the story. Having become increasingly unsettled by the peculiar events taking place in her home, Carolyn Perron became convinced that her family was being haunted by at least one malicious spirit. And so, in the summer of 1972, she took it on herself to try and find a possible culprit. Carolyn is said to have begun by going through the records at Burrellville Town Hall, the town which incorporates the area of Harrisville in Rhode Island, where the Perrons' home was located. Despite finding some useful information about the past owners of the house, a family named Arnold, it wasn't until she met Fran, who worked at a local store, that she apparently began to get somewhere. After telling Fran about the supposed entity she had seen with the broken neck, Fran is said to have recognized the description of its clothes, a simple dress with wide pockets, as being typical of local fashion in the 19th century. From here, the pair came across the name Bathsheba Sherman. As documented in a three-part series of books titled House of Darkness, House of Light, written by Alder's daughter, Andrea Perron, Carolyn was then introduced to a Mr. McEachin, an elderly member of the local community who had in fact known Bathsheba as a young boy. What McEachin is said to have gone on to tell Carolyn gave her serious pause for thought. Back when Bathsheba had been a young woman, it was said that a baby, possibly hers or someone else's, it isn't clear, died mysteriously while in her care. The cause of death was thought to have been the result of a wound made by a needle that was found impaled at the base of the infant's skull. This event was said to have taken place when Bathsheba was staying at the farmhouse, back when it was known as the Arnold's Farm. Bathsheba was apparently accused of murdering the child, but ultimately escaped conviction when the judge presiding over her trial failed to find sufficient evidence to condemn her. As a result, it was said that the local community remained suspicious of Bathsheba for the rest of her life, with some accusing her of being a witch in league with the devil. And that was only the beginning. Having felt uncomfortable in the barn on numerous occasions, Carolyn was also said to have been shocked to learn that one of the Arnolds had hung themselves in the barn. And that pantry door leading just off the parlour that wouldn't stay shut might, as she is said to have discovered, have had something to do with the 11-year-old girl raped and murdered in there many years before. It was some months later that a friend of Carolyn's was attending a lecture in the town of Putnam, roughly 20 miles away, being given by Lorraine and Ed Warren. Lorraine and Ed Warren had been making a name for themselves as a self-described clairvoyant and demonologist respectively, offering their services to clear unwanted spirits from people's homes. The Warrens had first met back in 1943, and after marrying 2 years later, went on to set up the New England Society for Psychic Research in 1952. Ed had grown up in a house which he believed was haunted, and having convinced Lorraine of the idea, came up with a plan to see if they could find other homes that were also haunted. Ed, who had spent some time at art school, would paint the apparently haunted homes and offer the paintings to the owners in return for a chance to investigate the house. It was from these unconventional beginnings that the pair developed a reputation as paranormal investigators. Though their psychic research society had been founded simply to investigate apparent hauntings, their approach changed when, in 1965, the Warrens claimed to have conversed with the spirit of a young child named Cynthia, who was trying to find her mother. The pair are said to have been so touched by this apparent communication that instead of merely investigating hauntings, they became dedicated to helping the supposed spirits they encountered. As self-described paranormal investigators, the Warrens received their first break in 1968 after looking into the alleged possession of a Raggedy Ann doll, a toy that had become popular in the US in the 1910s. The doll, which would later inspire the film Annabelle, was said to have been possessed by the spirit of someone called Annabelle Higgins. By the 1970s, the Warrens had well and truly cemented their reputation and were embarking on a tour of lectures to explain their practices when Carolyn's friend Barbara went to see them in Putnam. Speaking to them afterwards, Barbara told them all about what was apparently taking place at the Perrons' home. With their interest piqued, the Warrens appeared one morning at the Perrons' farmhouse and requested permission to inspect the property. Carolyn duly agreed, also showing them all the apparent evidence she had amassed about who she believed might be responsible for the hauntings. When Carolyn then mentioned an inexplicable wound she had received while resting one afternoon in the parlour, Lorraine Warren had a sudden epiphany. Since the wound was a small circular puncture in the skin, as if made by a needle, it was clear who the culprit was: Bathsheba Sherman.
Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc Therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
There was indeed a woman named Bathsheba Sherman, who lived in Burraville, Rhode Island at the time in question, having been born in 1812. After dying in 1885, around the age of 73, it is also conceivable that Mr. McEachin had met her as a young boy, although he would have had to have been in his 90s in 1971 to have had any real recollection of this. However, there is nothing on record to suggest that Bathsheba ever visited the Arnold's farmhouse, let alone lived there for any prolonged period of time. Nor is there any record of her being involved in the possible murder of a child. In fact, no evidence of any scandal of the sort having taken place in the Burraville area has ever been found. What is known is that Bathsheba, born Bathsheba Thayer, was married to a Judson Sherman in 1844. As the records state, the pair had four children together. The first three would die tragically young, not in any way unusual for the time, with their only surviving son being Herbert Sherman, born in 1849. When Bathsheba died in 1885, most likely from a stroke, not only was a eulogy given by the local Baptist minister, but she was buried alongside the graves of her first husband and deceased children. As writer and historian Jamie Rubio has pointed out, both these incidences would have been unlikely if the local community had suspected her of any of the crimes she had apparently been accused of. Neither was there any mention of these alleged crimes in Sherman's obituary. As for the other individuals that had been suggested as potential spirits, Jamie Rubio unearthed some interesting information about them too. It was claimed that an elderly woman of the Arnold family had committed suicide by hanging herself in the barn. Although this isn't true, a member of the Arnold family, when the family was still in possession of the farm, was found to have hung themselves back in 1886. However, the woman in question, Susan Arnold, didn't die at the farmhouse, nor was she elderly at the time of death. In a devastatingly tragic account of the incident, Susan Arnold's obituary recounts how her husband John, who had a disability at the time, struggled to break into a storeroom which had been locked from the inside. When he finally managed to get in, after climbing through a back window, he found the 50-year-old Susan's lifeless body suspended from a wardrobe hook with a very small cord. Evidently, having had every intention of succeeding with her plan to commit suicide, a loaded gun, a knife, and a phial of mercury was also found by Arnold's body. Another connection drawn by Lorraine Warren to the Perrons' home was with the death of a young girl named Prudence Arnold, who Warren claimed was raped and murdered in the pantry. This also was found to be some distance from the truth, 10 miles to be precise. Again, tragically, an event similar to this did take place, but not in the Perrons' home, rather in the nearby town of Uxbridge. It was there that in 1849, 22-year-old William Knowlton became so angry at 12-year-old Prudence's refusal to marry him that he slit her throat and watched her bleed to death. Knowlton was eventually convicted of the crime and sentenced to death by hanging, justifying his actions as the simple consequence of love and jealousy, which, he stated, would lead a man to do anything.
If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplained. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.